10 a.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Here's a distinguished timepiece, the 21-jewel Bulova President in the charmant color of natural gold. Curved, streamlined, an exceptional value. WJSV, Washington.
At this time, we want to thank the Pet Milk Company for standing by while we bring you the latest news from Europe. The Mary Lee Taylor program will be heard over most of these stations immediately following the news.
Good morning, everyone. This is Bob Trout bringing you the news of Europe's war, which today is the news of Washington, D.C., where the United States Congress meets to consider the ways and means of keeping it Europe's war. In 2 hours, at the historic moment of noon Washington time, the gavels fall in the chambers of Senate and House, and the 76th Congress will be in special session assembled, come at the call of the President to take up the matter of how to be neutral with the old world in flames. When the Senate has walked through the marble corridors of the Capitol to the hall of the House of Representatives, and the President enters to deliver in person his message, CBS will open its microphones in the Capitol to bring you the event and to let you hear the President's words, this at 2:45 this afternoon, Eastern Daylight Saving Time. If the President's address is finished by 3:30 Eastern Daylight Saving Time, we shall bring you an address by the French Premier, Edouard Delagey. As the national legislators in Washington occupy themselves with the arms embargo growing out of this nation's first attempt at a neutrality act back in 1935, as the lawmakers consider the positions of those who want to go back to international law, where we were before Japan marched into Manchuria, and consider also the positions of the isolationists who believe that Europe is none of our business, Fortune magazine announces the results of its survey on the war and our relation to it. The result? More than 83% of Americans want the Allies to win the war. More than two-thirds of the United States is opposed to strict isolation. In Europe, where the eyes of nearly every government are turned toward Washington today, Germany rushes troops and equipment to the Western Front. Russia straightens out its line of occupation in Poland, announces the capture of 60,000 Polish troops, while the Russian newspapers declare the Red Army showed unheard-of and previously unwitnessed mass heroism. The German shortwave radio station announces the assassination of the Premier of Romania, Armand Călinescu. The French announce the completion of general mobilization with 6 million under arms. Paris says Captain Baron von Richthofen, son of the famous German World War ace, has been shot down and killed. Meantime, the capital city of what was Poland, Warsaw, modern metropolis of some 1 million inhabitants, still holds out on the 13th day of the siege, battered by bomb and shell, starved, its great buildings destroyed. One of the heroic last stands of all time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WJSV, Washington.
Good morning. Once again, John Droll has the pleasure of announcing that another Mary Lee Taylor radio demonstration is underway in the Pet Milk Experimental Kitchen. You know, for nearly 6 years now, Miss Taylor's broadcast two recipes a week, one on Tuesday, another on Thursday, which make appetizing, delicious food that's more wholesome and at the same time costs less. The stuffed vanilla wafers, which are the feature this morning, are a perfect example of the creative genius that reigns over this kitchen. Now, of course, you may be saying that these coconut-filled vanilla wafer sandwiches aren't news to you at all, because you were tempted by a color photograph of them in your grocery store to take the recipe that was offered and buy the needed groceries. And you've already made stuffed vanilla wafers. Or you may be saying to yourself that you found the same recipe in the latest Pet Milk cookbook called Delicious Wholesome Meals for 2 or 4 or 6 and have discovered the charms of a wonderful filling. Well, if you have, you're one up on me. I haven't.
Oh, yes, but you have got to, John Cole, and you know it, so you needn't pretend to be so abused.
All right, baby, Taylor.
And now good morning to everyone in my nice audience. If you could look into this Pet Milk kitchen through your loudspeaker, I know you'd think that the stuffed vanilla wafers I've been putting together look mighty festive. The creamy yellow filling, bristling with coconut, certainly has a come-hither look. And Mr. Cole has fallen for it in a big way. He's reaching for a second one now with a look on his face that makes me think the first one just hit the right spot.
It did, and the second and third will, too.
Well, now let me give you the tested recipe. So easily makes stuffed vanilla wafers out of 4 grocery staples. Vanilla wafers, marshmallows, coconut, and Pet Milk. Like all Pet Milk recipes, this one will have both the directions and the amount of the ingredients listed in the order in which you use them. Ready? Then write down first, melt over boiling water, melt over boiling water 2 tablespoons butter. 2 tablespoons butter. Blend in 2 tablespoons flour. 2 tablespoons flour. 1/8 teaspoon salt. 1/8 teaspoon salt. Stir in slowly. 1/2 cup pet milk. 1/2 cup pet milk. Cook until thick and smooth, stirring constantly. Cook until thick and smooth, stirring constantly. Then add 16 marshmallows. 16 marshmallows. Continue cooking while stirring until marshmallows are melted. Continue cooking while stirring until marshmallows are melted. Remove from heat and fold in. Remove from heat and fold in 1 1/2 cups shredded coconut. 1 1/2 cups shredded coconut. Cool thoroughly. Spread on flat sides of. Spread on flat sides of 18 vanilla wafers. 18 vanilla wafers. Cover with 18 vanilla wafers. Putting flat sides of wafers next to filling. Cover with 18 vanilla wafers, putting flat sides of wafers next to filling. Makes ample for 6. Now, when you use that recipe for stuffed vanilla wafers I've just given, don't think that mixture of melted marshmallows and pet milk is too thin. It will be quite thin when you first take it off the heat, which should be just as soon as the marshmallows have melted. When the coconut is stirred in and the filling cooled, as it should be, it will be just right to spread on the vanilla wafers or on graham crackers or some favorite plain cookie you've made yourself. By the way, if graham crackers are your preference, you need to know that you'll have filling enough for only 24. Yes, 24 graham crackers rather than the 36 vanilla wafers mentioned in the recipe. That number of vanilla wafers is based on the size in which most of them come, 2 inches in diameter. Because there are smaller ones, I suggest that you buy your vanilla wafers by weight. And 6 ounces, yes, 6 ounces will give you just enough vanilla wafers to come out even with the filling. For the shredded coconut in the stuffed vanilla wafers, you need 4 ounces. That's 4 ounces, which is the exact amount that a can of coconut holds. Of course, you can use buck coconut if you prefer. To get just the 16 marshmallows required to make the filling for stuffed vanilla wafers, you need to buy only 1/4 of a pound. Yes, 1/4 of a pound. And there's another tip about this very useful recipe. If you have young daughters who have reached the stage when they want to cook, let them try their wings with stuffed vanilla wafers. Besides being a perfectly fail-proof recipe, the cookies, it turns out, are most wholesome food for them to eat. Not too rich or too sweet. Made with whole milk and containing a surprising amount of that. What could be more perfect for youngsters? The whole milk in these stuffed vanilla wafers is, of course, pure, safe pet milk, used in its double-rich, undiluted form, just as it comes from the can. If you're thinking that a cup of cream would have just about the consistency of undiluted pet milk, and you could use that in its place without making the spread too thin, don't forget that cream is far from being whole milk. And that's what pet milk is when it comes to supplying the food values which have earned for whole milk the reputation of being nature's most nearly perfect food. That half a cup of undiluted pet milk in the stuffed vanilla wafers supplies the food value of a cup of extra rich whole milk. But obviously you couldn't put a cup of ordinary milk into this filling. That would make it too thin. And if you used a half a cup of ordinary milk in place of the half a cup of undiluted double rich pet milk called for in the recipe, you would be making the filling far less wholesome. Not only because it would contain less than half the important whole milk substances, but because it would have practically none of the sunshine vitamin D, which pet milk puts into it, because all pet milk is irradiated. Which means that it is enriched with this priceless vitamin that growing children must have to help make their teeth and bones grow properly. Just think of being able to give your family some of the vitamin D they so much need in delicious food. Well, with my very best wishes for your great success with my stuffed vanilla wafers, I must leave you until next Tuesday when I'll be found on the station to which you're listening now, ready to demonstrate a brand new dish that's especially nice for parties. Daylight saving time will be over on next Sunday night, and the return to standard time may make a difference in the hour when you'll be hearing me next Tuesday. So check your newspaper, please, for the exact time of my next Tuesday demonstration. Until Tuesday, then, goodbye.
I herewith and before witnesses pin the blue ribbon on Mary Lee Taylor's stuffed vanilla wafers. Just bring that dish on the next guest you have, and your reputation as the best cook in your town will be undisputed from then on. And be sure to send for the latest pet milk cookbook, Delicious Wholesome Meals for 2, 4, or 6, which contains this useful recipe and 70 others for equally good food. To get a copy of this collection of balanced menus and tested recipes, just write your name and address and the word cookbook on the back of a pet milk label. Mail the label to Mary Lee Taylor in care of the station to which you are now listening, or to her in care of Pet Milk Company, St. Louis, Missouri. If you have a baby or a small child and don't have a copy of Better Babies, just add the words baby book to the back of the pet milk label you're sending for a copy of the latest pet milk cookbook, and you'll receive a book about babies that will satisfy your desire to know why babies thrive so remarkably well on irradiated pet milk. Doctors all over this country have put their baby patients who need milk from a bottle on irradiated pet milk, and the results they've obtained have made a sensation in the medical world. If you have a baby, ask your doctor about feeding him irradiated pet milk. Without any hesitation, he'll say that irradiated pet milk is perfectly pure and absolutely safe, as safe as if there were no disease germs in the world. He'll tell you, too, that pet milk is more easily digested than ordinary milk, and that the extra sunshine vitamin D it contains is most valuable for your baby. And now a final reminder that on next Saturday night, your pet milk program, the Saturday Night Serenade, will again bring you Mary Eastman, Bill Perry, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and his orchestra. And on next Tuesday, you can be hearing another of Mary Lee Taylor's radio demonstrations of better food made at lower cost. Now, since we'll be through with daylight saving time when Mary Lee Taylor broadcasts next Tuesday over the station to which you are now listening, do look at your newspaper for the exact time of her interesting and helpful radio demonstrations that morning. John Cole wishes you good luck and good health. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.